弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣的恩惠跟我们同在。
May the peace and grace of God be with all of us.
今天晚上，小丽奉主耶稣圣名一起来查考，如果弃绝神的话语。
Now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share with you the topic, those who have rejected to obey God.
这是要从我们读经进度，在读耶利米书，我们最近所读到的神给他的选民所遭遇的事。来思想遵行神的话语有多么重要。
And this is according to our Bible reading schedule, according to Jeremiah, to discuss how important it is to obey God.
我们现在请大家翻开耶利米书四十章。
Now let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 40.
耶利米书四十章。
Jeremiah chapter 40.
我们从第二节开始。
From verse 2.
第二节到第三节
Verse 2 to 3. And the captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said to him, The Lord your God has pronounced this doom on this place. 3. Now the Lord has brought it and has done just as he said, because you people have sinned against the Lord and have not obeyed his voice. Therefore, this thing has come upon you.
那这里是这件事情发生在耶路撒冷城已经被攻破，犹大国的百姓。很多人都已经被掳到，即将要被掳到巴比伦去了。
And this happened after the fall of Jerusalem, when many of the people of Judah were about to be taken captive.
这巴比伦王的护卫长，他在所掳的百姓当中发现了先知耶利米。
And among the people, the captain of the guard discovered Jeremiah.
他就把耶利米先知放了。
And the captain of the guard let him go.
那特别再把耶利米叫来，对他说。
And called him back, and especially said to him.
那他说，主你神曾说要降这个祸给这个地方。
He said, "The Lord your God has pronounced this doom on this place."
那这个祸就是耶路撒冷城要被毁，圣殿要被毁。
And this destruction refers to the destruction of the temple and of Jerusalem.
这里的王，这里的民要被掳到外邦去。
And this king and this people shall be taken captive.
现在这个祸已经临到了。
And this doom has come upon this place.
照神所说的都这样子实行了。
According to the word of God, it has fallen upon this place.
也就是说，以前先知所预言的这些灾祸，真的一一的实现了。
One by one, the prophecies by the prophets are being fulfilled.
他说这些事情临到是因为你们得罪的神没有听从他的话。
And this is because you people have sinned against the Lord and have not obeyed his voice.
那这句话，这个评语，这个总结结论是这位巴比伦王的护卫长说出来的。
And this conclusion was said by the captain of the guard of Babylon.
就让我们看到一个很重要的真理。
And this tells us a very important truth.
得罪神、不听神的话语的人，所要付的代价是很大的。
There's a great cost in sinning against God and disobeying His word.
那得罪神的，他一定会必然会有神所警告过的灾祸临到，这个结果是必然的。
And those who sin against God will be warned of the great disaster, and it will come upon them.
就是说神。他在降灾祸之前，已经透过他的仆人众先知，一再的跟百姓宣告这样的一个结果。
And before this destruction, God has already told the prophets to prophesy to the people of what will happen to them.
现在神所说的话果然应验了。
And now the words of God have been fulfilled.
那就看到说，一个人如果真的去得罪神，惹神发怒，他的代价一定是圣经里面神所说的这样子，照这样子实现。
And this is to tell us that if one person sins against God, then his punishment and his destruction will be as said in the Bible.
我们看到这样的一个事实的时候，我们要心里面要很谨慎。
And when we see this truth, we will be very watchful in our hearts.
也就是说，神他其实不是为了要降灾祸给他的百姓，他心里所存的意念不是要让他们受苦。
And we know the thoughts of the Lord toward His people are not ones of destruction.
其实神是要他的百姓回转的。
God wants His people to turn back.
他事先就向百姓警告，如果不听神的话，会有什么后果。
He had already warned His people prior of the destruction that will fall upon them if they do not listen.
得罪神的结果必然受苦。
So the consequence of sinning is suffering.
那当我们看到这样一个真理的时候，我们要谨慎，我们不可以反过来说。
So when we see this truth, we must be watchful and we cannot say contrary to it.
也就是说，我们不能够去看结果说，哦，这个人有什么不幸的事情，所以一定是这个人犯罪。
We cannot say that because this person has sinned, then he is suffering.
也就是说，不能够看他这个结果，然后去推脱他一定是这个是犯罪的结果才是这样子。
We cannot say that this person is suffering because he has sinned.
但是我们知道说，如果得罪神的结的那个后果，必然是受苦，一定是照神所说的这个惩罚来到。
But we can say that the result of suffering, result of sin is suffering.
那所以我们读到耶利米书这个到这个地方来的时候，我们要再次来思考神当初借着先知所指责的百姓的错误。
And so we must think about the sins that God has pointed out through His prophet Jeremiah.
那当时候，神透过先知不断的责备百姓的过错。
And God through Jeremiah repeatedly rebuked the sins of the people.
可是当时候百姓就充耳不闻，他们就是将先知所讲的话就把它当作耳边风，就这样过去了。
But the people took the words of the prophet very lightly.
所以他们不听，不改变。他们依然行他们认为对的事。
So they refused to listen and refused to change and continued on their path.
结果就是经历这个国破家亡。
And the result is that they faced destruction of their kingdom and home.
妻离子散。
And their wives and children were scattered.
他的，你看这个王亲眼看到他自己的儿女都被杀。
The king himself saw his children killed.
最后所有的人，大部分的人都流落异邦。
And many of the people were captive among Gentiles.
圣城被烧，圣殿被毁。
The holy city was burned, and the temple was destroyed.
曾经他们认为很荣耀啊，非常有神祝福的地方，现在竟然荒凉了。
And the glory and honor of God was now made desolate.
我们看到这样的一个结局的时候，我们岂能够不谨慎？为什么会他们为什么会落到这个地步呢
？When we see this result, can we not be watchful?
他们的原因就是，其实就是来自于他不听神的话语。
And the reason of this is because they refuse to obey God's word.
他们弃绝了从神来的警告。
And they rejected the reminder and rebuke of God.
那在这个四十章之前，我们从这个礼拜读经读三十八章，我们看到耶利米先知啊，他受到了非常凄惨的遭遇。
And we know that prior to chapter 40 and chapter 38, Jeremiah suffered much.
我们看到，特别在三十七章、三十八章，在描述这个神的先知啊，怎么样被这些恶人虐待的这个过程。
We see the process of the abuse of Jeremiah by others.
我们有时候就会想说，为什么神不要出手拯救耶利米呢
？So we might think to ourselves, why did God not stretch out His hand to save Jeremiah?
神怎么让这些恶人这么样嚣张、猖狂，去虐待这个？这么忠心的神的仆人呢
？How did God allow such evil men to arrogantly abuse Jeremiah？
不是神不知道，也不是神不看顾。
It is not that God does not watch over him, or he does not know.
其实神的意念高过人的意念。
But the thoughts of God are higher than men.
神所在人所铺成的道路，有时候是人想不透的。
And the path that God lays are ones that men cannot think of.
我们在读圣经的时候，我们都会替这个先知打抱不平。
And sometimes when we read the Bible, we feel that it is not fair towards the prophet.
但是我们在读三十七章、三十八章这一路读下来，你们发现耶利米先知连一句埋怨神的话都没有。
But when we read chapter 38, six and chapter 37 and 38, there's not one complaint from Jeremiah.
他没有任何的不满或者是对神的疑惑。
He has not one complaint or doubt against God.
那是因为耶利米先知他跟神的关系非常密切，他很知道神的心意。
This is because the heart of Jeremiah is very close with God. He knows God's thoughts.
他知道他在百姓当中，他现在需要跟着百姓一起受苦。
He knows that he is among the people, so he must suffer with them.
他耐心等候神的时候。
He patiently waits for God's timing.
他默默地接受神在他身上所安排的一切。
And quietly accepts everything that God provides.
那所以我们越读到后面，就越看到耶利米先知之所以伟大的地方。
And so the more we read, the more we realize what is so great about Jeremiah.
你看一个人 他的灵性高不高，就在于他在受苦的时候，他对神的反应是什么。
And the level of one's spirituality can be evident through the time of suffering.
一个人他对神有没有认识，就是看他在受苦的时候，在遭遇平常的人都没有遭遇到的时候，他的那个时候心情。
We see the heart of a man towards God when he is suffering.
哦，那所以虽然你看先知啊，他从曾被围困的时候一年多。他都 被关在那个监牢里面，而且是在那个污泥当中。他失去自由，他没有食物可以吃，他是人家准备把他活活饿死的。
And here Jeremiah was in the dungeon and he was without food.
甚至他是被抓去的，被列在这个俘虏人当中了，被抓去的。
He was taken captive.
但在这个时候，哎，神其实没有放弃耶利米。
But at this time, God did not give up on Jeremiah.
所以看四十章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 40, verse 1. The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord after Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had let him go from Ramah, when he had taken him bound in chains among all who were carried away captive from Jerusalem and Judah, who were carried away captive to Babylon.
第一节在讲这个先知被抓被放之后，神的话临到耶利米。
Here says that after the prophet was taken out, the word of God came upon Jeremiah.
即使先知被抓，现在国家被灭了，王已经被抓了，好像国家没有了。但是现在神的话语还是一样临到耶利米先知。
The kingdom is destroyed and the king is taken, but just the same, the word of God comes upon Jeremiah.
神还是在这里。
God is still here.
神还是在看顾他的百姓。
God still watches over his people.
只是用不一样的方式。
He just used a different method.
他对百姓的关心、信息的传递，还是一样透过耶利米继续在讲。
God still conveys his care for the people through Jeremiah.
所以我们看到这个神的话语，其实一直都临到要让他的百姓了解，他希望百姓真的能够听他的话语。
So the word of God will continue to come because he wants his people to be able to understand his word.
那我们从这样一个事实来思想，为什么？百姓，他们会这么样愚昧的去弃绝神呢
？So, when we think about this from another perspective, why is it that the Israelites continue to reject God?
他弃绝神的结果就是这个结，就这样子。
And the result of rejecting God is this.
这个结果是先知早在很多年以前就一直在重复，在跟他们提醒的。
And this result has been reminded of by the prophet for many years already.
所以他说你们得罪神，是因为你们得罪神，不听他的话，所以今天这个灾祸临到。
It says that because you have sinned against the Lord, this has come upon you.
那我们耶利米书啊，这个现在读到四十章，过去的这四十章里面记载了很多百姓的犯的罪，我们还有没有记得呢
？And throughout the past 40 chapters, do you remember what the sins of the Israelites were?
有时候我们在读经的时候。我们读到后面的时候，要回到前面去再看一看。
Sometimes when we get to the end of the Bible, we might flip back to review.
我们要再去很快速的去看，这里说到他说你们得罪神，这个得罪神的事实是哪一些？这个时候其实这个副会长他只是知道一个概念，他不知道这个具体的细节，但是我们知道。
And so what is the the
就是他们犯罪啊，这是对副会长来说，他只知道这个犹大百姓犯罪了，得罪神了。
The captain of the guard knows only that the people have sins, but he does not know the details of what their sin was.
但是现在我们看到这样一个事实的时候，我们回过头去看当时候先知所讲神的话语里面，就具体的写出他们到底在哪些事情上得罪神。
But if we turn back to the Bible, we will know what exactly and how exactly the people sin against God.
所以耶利米书这么大一卷啊，它有几个很重要的重点，我们一定要抓住的。
The book of Jeremiah is a very long book, but there are a couple of key points that we must.
它一开头第一章就在责备以色列百姓跟犹大百姓他们所犯的罪。
From chapter 1, he begins to rebuke the sins of the Israelites and the people of Judah.
然后之后从 第一章一直到大概第二十五章左右，都是在讲他们的罪，指责他们的错误。
From chapter 1 to 25, it continues to point out their sins and rebuke them.
他们是怎么样惹神发怒的？
How did they anger God?
那这些罪到底是哪一些？
And what exactly are the sins?
这是第一项。
This is the first point.
那第二项。
The second point.
在指责罪的同时，神透过先知跟他们预告神要施行的审判。
At the same time of rebuking them, God through the prophet tells the people of the disaster to come.
这就是神的公义。
This is the justice of God.
他现在指责错误的时候，他一定会告诉你，如果你不改变，最后会怎样。
He tells you that if you do not change, what will your end be like?
那这个这样的一个提出审判的这个预告的同时，神透过先知再给他们一项说，你要回头。要悔改，改正行动作为，这就是一种劝勉。
And at the same time of foretelling their destruction, he also exhorts them.
所以在耶利米书一直看到说，神需要百姓能够离开恶道，能够悔改，然后改正行动作为，或许神就要赦免。
He tells them that you must leave their evil ways, come and repent, and perhaps the Lord will relent.
所以。你看这里，神透过先知责备，然后宣告审判，然后劝告回头。
The Lord through Jeremiah rebukes, and he foretells their destruction, and he tells them to return.
然后接下去很重要的一部分都在预言这个巴比伦大军要来毁灭整个犹大国的这个预言。
And then there's a prophecy of how the great Babylon will come and destroy Jerusalem.
神的选民要被掳到巴比伦去70年。
God's chosen people will be taken captive to Babylon for 70 years.
这个预言就会应验。
And this prophecy will be fulfilled.
那这个被掳之后，又预告神将来要再一次的施怜悯，应许要让他们归回。
And after this, after they have been taken captive, the Lord will shower His mercy and allow them to return.
好，所以第30章、31章特别在强调这个归回的应许。
And so chapter 30 and 31, especially outlines this prophecy.
然后还有一个很重要的一部分，就在描述这个整个被国度耶路撒冷城被毁、圣殿被毁的这个过程，是在列王记里面所没有的。
And there is an outline of the process of how Jerusalem was destroyed, and this is not recorded in the Kings.
那这里面在46章以后到40到基本上到51章呢，所以有包括列国的这个预言，跟选民国度有关系的这些列邦，神也透过先知传达他的警告跟刑罚。
And 46 onwards, there are also prophecies concerning the neighboring nations that have to do with Israelites.
那最后神也安慰百姓说。你们虽然被巴比伦这样子遭遇这么残忍的对待，神最后还是要刑罚巴比伦。
And in the end, God also comforts His people that even though they will be taken captive and be under Babylonian rule, God will execute justice in the end.
所以这个是7个主要大的这个内容。
And these are seven important content in Jeremiah.
那在这个预言里面，我们看到了两项很重要的。有关于我们新约时代的救恩。
And among these, there are two very important prophecies that have to do with our salvation.
其中就是耶稣基督弥赛亚，他来到人间，要来施行拯救。
The first is that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, will come on earth to offer salvation.
那第二个就是预言神选民的国度要在复兴，就是真耶稣教会的建立。
And that is, the second one is that the chosen people of God will be restored, and that is the prophecy concerning true Jesus Church.
那所以我们今天看到这个真教会的这个预言，在耶利米先知的信息里面已经隐藏住，我们就看到神其实他真正所要表达的就是怎么样让所有人愿意听从神的话，然后进入这个神的国度里面去享受神的祝福了。
And so the point of Jeremiah.So God can convey to His people how we can receive God and enter into His kingdom to receive blessing.
所以这卷书跟我们有很密切的关系。
So this book has intimate relationship with us.
因为 当我们要看到神的国度复兴这样的应许的时候，先知的信息是免不了的。
Because we see the prophecy of the restoration of the true church.
那我们现在来再一次的回顾，当时候百姓他们犯罪得罪神，到底是在哪些方面？我们来看一看。
Let's look at in what manners did the people sin against God.
然后来想想我们今天要怎么样，真的从心里面真心诚意的来听神的话语。
And think about how we can truly heed the word of God from our hearts.
我们不会再弃绝神的话。
So that we will no longer reject His word.
我们不必再去经历这种非常凄惨的情况。
So we don't have to go through this very unfavorable plight.
因为一个有智慧的人，就是听到神的话、神的警告之后，会及时回头的。
Because a man with wisdom will turn back when he hears the warning of God.
那有关于百姓他们所犯的罪里面有几项，第一项就是有关于拜偶像的部分。
And there are many ways that Israelites sin, and the first is that they worship idols.
一开头，耶利米书的一开头，第一章，我们看第一章十六节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 16.
第一章十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 16.
如果把这个罪把它用一个简单的话语来概括来总结。
And if we sum up their sins in simple terms.
第一章十六节。
It would be verse 16. I will utter my judgments against them concerning all their wickedness, because they have forsaken me, burned incense to other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands.
这民一切的恶，就是离弃我，向别神烧香，跪拜自己所造的。
All their wickedness is that they have forsaken me, burned incense to other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands.
这个就是说明了这个罪，所有的罪当中，拜偶像是最终之罪了。
And this describes that the greatest of all their sins is that they have worshipped idols.
特别是对当时候的选民来说，他们已经经历了神这么多的作为，他们每天都要享受神的爱神的恩典。
And the chosen people of God have gone through so much grace and blessing from God, and they live under the grace of God.
可是他们现在竟然弃绝神。
But here they reject him.
转向别神，向偶像烧香跪拜。
They turn to other gods to offer incense and worship.
那这些别的神是自己的手所造出来的。
And these gods are the works of their own hands.
那所以，这从第一章开始，我们就一直看到神基本上的信息都在责备百姓，他们去拜偶像的这样一个极大的错误。
So from chapter 1 onwards, the Lord basically continues to rebuke them that.About the fact that they have turned to other idols.
第二章第十三节，神说百姓做两件恶事。
In chapter 2, verse 16.
第十三节。
Excuse me.
二章十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13. God says that they have sinned in two aspects.
他们 commit two evils, 就是做两件恶事啊。
They have committed two evils.
第一件就是离弃我这个活水的泉源。
And the first is that they have forsaken the fountain of living waters.
第二件事情就是为自己凿出池子，是不能够破裂、不能够存水的池子，就是去拜偶像。
They have hewn for themselves broken cisterns that can hold no water, and that is that they have worshipped idols.
这对神来说实在是很大的侮辱。
And for God, this is.
这个对神是一个非常大的羞辱。
This is a great shame.
因为。这些百姓是神造出来的，是神把他用他的大能手把他带出来的。
Because these people were created and led out by God.
神像一个活水的泉源，源源不绝的供应他们每一天所需用的，跟给他们这么多的恩典。
And God continues to be a fountain of living water that offers them abundant grace.
神是养活他们的真神。
God is the God who provides for them.
他们现在竟然把神丢掉了，不要了。
But they have thrown away.
然后
thrown him away.
去跟随这些他们所用自己的手所造出来的偶像。
And they follow after the gods that they make with their own hands.
除了这两件神说的恶事之外，神又说他们行了一件极可憎恶的事。
And besides these two evils, they have also committed a great abomination.
我们看第十八章。
Let's look at verse 18.
十八章的十三节。
Chapter 13, verse 18.
十八章十三节。
Chapter 18, verse 13. Excuse me.
13节。
Verse 13. Therefore, thus says the Lord, ask now among the Gentiles, who has heard such things? The virgin of Israel has done a very horrible thing.
说以色列民行了一件极可憎恶的事，你去问问看，到底有没有谁这样做？
He tells them to ask among the Gentiles who has done such things.
这一件可憎恶的事是什么呢？
What is this very horrible thing?
十五节说。
15. Because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to worthless idols, and they have caused themselves to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in pathways and not on a highway.
你看这里这一件可憎恶、极可憎恶的事。就是把神忘记，去向假神烧香。
A very horrible thing is that they have forsaken God to offer incense to worthless idols.
这样的一个崇拜偶像的罪，在耶利米书，我们一张一张看下来，你都看到很多，你可以自己把它记录的。
And chapter by chapter, there are many recordings of how the people have burned incense to idols.
这是他们所犯惹神愤怒的第一件大恶。
And this is the first great evil that caused them to stir up the wrath of God.
那我们看到百姓这样做的时候，我们也许都会想说，那我今天没有这样子啊，我们没有去拜那个雕刻的偶像啊。
And perhaps when we read this, we'll think to ourselves, well, today I don't offer incense to idols.
但其实我们仔细想一想看。
But if we think about it carefully,
如果我们有任何的需要。我们并没有去求告这个活水的泉源，去依靠真的、真心的依靠这位真神。
But if we have any needs and we do not rely on the fountain of living water, this God.
那反过来，我们去依靠那些不是神的东西。
But rather rely on things that are not God.
我们把这样一个活生生的神，这么爱我们的神，把它放在旁边，不靠不求。
And we have put the living God aside, who loves us very much.
然后把那个不是神的。把它摆在神的位置上来求他，来依靠他。
And we put what is not God in the place of God to ask of Him and rely on Him.
那其实这个叫做拜偶像。
And this is called worshiping idols.
所以我们要常常反省。
So we must examine ourselves.
在我们的生命当中，我们会不会用其他的事物来取代神的地位
？In our lives, do we use other things to replace the place of God?
有没有任何的人事物？任何东西是在我们的心目中比神还重要的。
Is any person or thing more important to us than God?
如果有
，If there is，
其实这个先知的信息就要提醒我们了。
Actually, the prophet is reminding us.
这件事情在神眼中看来就是恶事。
Before the eyes of God, this is a wicked thing.
我们一定要及时的回转。
We must turn back quickly.
改正行动作为，就是真心的依靠神。
We must turn from our ways and rely on God.
因为你看我们的诫命，它一开头就告诉我们，只有一位独一真神。
Because in the commandments, it tells us in the very beginning there is only one true God.
我们不能够为自己去雕刻偶像，去制造偶像，去崇拜偶像。
We cannot carve for ourselves an image or worship them.
所以这神所说的这些恶事跟可憎恶的事，我们要常常的提醒。
And this is very evil, horrible thing we must keep in mind.
第二个罪就是。他们的信仰其实是不纯的，是虚伪的、表面化的信仰。
Then the second great sin is that their faith is very shallow, superficial.
当时候这些百姓，他们并不是说好了，我现在都不拜神了，把圣殿关起来。也没有，圣殿还是照常进行献祭、节期、敬拜的事情，还是很多人络绎不绝的来到圣殿来。
The people did not close their temple doors, but they continued to worship and hold the feasts.
他们在敬拜神的同时，他们心里面也是跟随偶像。
At the same time, they're worshiping God, and their hearts follow idols.
那他们的心里面在对神所存的意念其实是不纯净的。
And their hearts and thoughts towards God are impure.
这个虚伪的信仰在耶利米书看的很多。
The shallow faith is present in many parts of Jeremiah.
我们来举几个例子来看看。
Let's give a few examples.
现在看第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第十九节。
Chapter 6, verse 19. Hear, O earth, behold, I will certainly bring calamity on this people, the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not heeded my words, nor my law, but rejected it.
你看这里说地啊，要听啊，我要使灾祸临到这个百姓，就是他们意念所结的果子。
Hear, O earth, behold, I will certainly bring calamity on this people, the fruit of their thoughts.
这个灾祸会发生在他们的地上，在他们的国度，是因为他们的意念在神面前是不蒙悦纳的，这个就是他们的结果。
And the calamity fell upon these people, because of the consequence of their thoughts.
那是因为他们不听神的话语，神的训诲，他们厌弃的。
Because they have not heeded the word of God, nor His law, but rejected it.
那可是你看，他们虽然不听神的话语，可是第二十节说啊，他们会献祭，他们还从远方拿很多宝贵的这些贡品要来给神呢、啊。
Although their hearts do not listen to God, they know how to offer very expensive things.
看第二十节。
Verse 20, for what purpose to me comes from frankincense from Sheba, sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet to me.
从示巴出的乳香，从远方的菖蒲或者甘蔗，就是甜的东西啊。So, 圣经里面有甘蔗啊。
Frankincense from Sheba and sweet cane from far country.From a far country, these are three sweet things.
他说你去从远方拿了这么多这个珍贵的东西来给我要干什么
？He says, "Why do you bring so many valuable things from afar?"
在巴勒斯坦地没有甘蔗的。
In Palestine, there.
啊，没有 sugar cane.
There are no sugar cane.
菖蒲啊，或者甘蔗，就是不同的，是草本的。那他说：“你们献的燔祭不蒙悦纳，你们的平安祭我也不喜悦。”
He says, "Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, and your sacrifices sweet to me."
我们就会看到，其实这也是很多人他们在拜神的心态啊。
And this is actually the mindset of many people who worship God.
要遵循神表面所条列出来的这些规矩很容易。
It is easy to follow the ordinances laid out by God.
但是要真正听神的话。照神的话去生活的，这个就不容易了。
But to truly heed the word of God and live according to His word is more difficult.
哎，结果他们现在献燔祭、献平安祭，来到圣殿，神说不悦纳，那这些祭要怎么办呢
？They come to offer peace and burnt offerings, but what is the purpose if God does not accept them?
看第七章
，chapter seven.
七章第二十一节。
Chapter seven, verse 21. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel.Add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat meat.
神说哈，你们将燔祭、平安祭、燔祭加在平安祭上吧，吃肉吧，你们自己吃的，你们献祭通通你们自己吃。
He says to them, "Eat your own offerings."
因为其实神，他向百姓最想要的不是这些祭物，是要他们听他的话语。
Because what the Lord wants the most from His people is not these offerings, but a heart that listens to Him.
七章二十三节，我们已经读过很多次了。
We have read chapter 7, verse 23 many times.
希望我们都能够把这节记起来。
I hope we can all remember this verse.
耶利米书，我们读完之后，如果没有把这句话记起来，这一节记起来，我们就白读了。
If we cannot remember this verse after we read the book of Jeremiah, then we have read it in vain.
神只吩咐我们这一件事。
God only commands us this.
我们要听他的话。
To obey His voice.
他就要做我们的神，我们成为他的子民。
And He will be our God, and we will be His people.
我们行他所吩咐的一切话，就可以得福。
And if we walk in all the ways that He has commanded us, then it will be well with us.
就这么简单，我们就可以得福气。
It is so easy for us to receive blessings.
不要跑到上天下地去寻找，去问谁，就是回到圣经里面就看到了。
You do not need to go over all the earth or ask anyone. You only need to come here.
但是这里却给我们一个很让我们看得很心酸的例子。神说他们却不听从，不侧耳听，竟随从自己的计谋和顽梗的恶心，向后不向前。
But sadly, they did not obey nor incline their ear, but followed the counsels and dictates of their evil hearts and went backward and not forward.
所以这里我们看到，因为百姓，他们其实也会献祭啊。
So actually, the people did know how to offer sacrifices.
但是这个虚伪表面性的这个神一点也不看。
But the superficial sacrifice, God did not look at it at all.
当时候百姓他们不但是献祭守节期，他们还禁食。
They did not only offer, but they also fasted.
我们看第十四章。
Let's look at chapter 14.
十四章。
Chapter 14.
四章看十二节。
Chapter 14, verse 12. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence.
这里是神跟耶利米说不要为他们祷告了。
Here the Lord tells Jeremiah, do not pray for this people.
为什么神一直跟耶利米叫他不要祷告？
Why does God continue to say to Jeremiah, do not pray for them?
耶利米的祷告是有功效的。
Because the prayer of Jeremiah is effective.
神很在意，这位先知是神特选的。
This prophet is especially chosen by God.
所以当耶利米在祷告的时候，
So when Jeremiah is praying,
神要刑罚百姓，这个手都下不，这个下不了手。
The Lord relents from his punishment.
但是百姓，他们这个顽梗悖逆，他们这个虚假的崇拜，对神来说是可厌恶的，是不蒙悦纳的。所以神跟耶利米说：“你不要再祷告了。”
But God does not delight in the stiff-necked and in the sacrifice of stiff-necked and rebellious people. So He tells Jeremiah, "Do not pray for them any longer."
他们禁食，我不听的。
I will not listen to their fasting.
他们的献祭我不悦纳的。
I will not take pleasure in their offering.
我要用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫来灭绝他们。
I will consume them by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence.
这个就是啊，神当时候在透过先知在责备百姓这些虚假的信仰。
Here God through the prophet rebukes the superficial spirituality of the people.
那圣经里面也描述他们这个百姓当时候是有这个假意的听从，就是表面上好像对了，什么事情都说好。
So they also had a false agreement that on the surface they agree with everything.
那假意的听从神的话语。
They falsely heed the word of God.
以为神是可以被欺骗的。
They think that God can be lied to.
我们现在看第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
第三章。
Jeremiah chapter 3.
第三章第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister Judah has not turned to me with her whole heart, but in pretense, says the Lord.
好，这里从第六节开始是在约西亚作王的时候，神对先知说，你看这个被盗的以色列所行的，你看见没有？他们在拜偶像。
From verse 6, the Lord says to Jeremiah in the days of Josiah, have you seen what this backsliding Israel has done?
那这个他的妹妹犹大也看到了这个神的刑罚了。
And her sister Judah has seen the punishment of God.
但是看到这个姐妹两个，姐姐已经被修理的这个样子了，他说这个妹妹看到了呢，她心里面也不想归向神。
The younger sister Judah has seen the great discipline that came upon her older sister.
不是真的想要归向神啊，她说是假意的归向我。
But they did not turn to him with their whole hearts.
哦，那个是假意，就是做一下给神这样子，好像神骗一下这样，神高兴就好了。
And they came in pretense to satisfy God.
那这个犹大哦，他们这个假意归向神哦，在第三十四章写的最明显的。
And this pretentious turning toward God is outlined most clearly in chapter 34.
我们看34章。
Let's turn to chapter 34.
34章这里在西底家王的时候发生这一件事情。
And in the days of Zedekiah, something happened.
哇，34章第八节开始。
Chapter 34, verse 8.
那当时候是巴比伦大军已经来围攻耶路撒冷城了。
And at the time, the great army of Babylon has already besieged Jerusalem.
那当时候这个王啊，也是呼召这些百姓，我们现在一起来遵行神的话吧。
And the king called the people and said, "Let us obey the word of God."
第八节、第九节说，你看，王跟耶路撒冷作民立约，要向这些仆人呢、穷人宣告自由，让他们各自回家去。
And in verse 8, the king Zedekiah made a covenant with the people who were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty.
哦，那你看王这样一讲，哇，大家说那统统来立约了，每个人都签名了。
And so everyone came.
大家都顺从了，要让他们在家里面有了这些仆人都可以释放。
They came and agreed that they will set free all their slaves.
那到第十一节呢？
How about in verse 11?
那后来他们又反悔了， 叫所认去自由的仆人婢女都回来，勉强他们能为仆婢。
But afterwards, they changed their minds and made their male and female slaves return and brought them into subjection as male and female slaves.
他们这样的反悔呢，其实到第十六节，神说是亵渎我的名。
And because they have changed their minds, the Lord says in verse 16 that they have profaned His name.
就是说，其实他们这个立约在整个第三十四章里面，他讲的很详细。其实当时候百姓他们是很正式的，像把那个洞那个。动物把它劈开两半，这样就是立约的过程是，好像事情就这样成了。仆人现在自由了，他们愿意遵行神的话，神的约。
And seems very detailed in from verse 8 onwards, and seems very official that they have decided to follow God's word.
因为他们现在面对危险了，哇！现在他们想到危险来到，现在当然要求告神啊，要请神来帮忙啊。
Because now they're facing danger, and of course they should rely on God.
是为什么后来又反悔呢
？But why did they change their minds?
我们如果看第三十七章
，If we look at chapter 37,
三十七章的第五节
，chapter 37,
这是刚好发生了这件事情。
This event happened.
三十七章第五节，这个时候法老的军队从埃及出来，那围困耶路撒冷的。加勒底人听见他们的风声，他们就拔营离开耶路撒冷，他们走了，撤军了。
Verse 5, then Pharaoh's army came up from Egypt, and when the Chaldeans who were besieging Jerusalem heard of them, they departed from Jerusalem.
就是说，他们现在危险的时候，赶快要来靠神，要听神的话。
That is to say that when they are in danger, they hurriedly listen and obey the word of God.
现在竟然这个危机突然之间解除了。
And now it seems that this crisis has been taken care of.
危机一解除，他们就后悔了。哇，怎么会这么当时那么傻？怎么让这些仆人通通走了呢
？They changed their mind and thought to themselves, "Why were we so foolish as to let our servants go?"
就再去把这些仆人都叫回来了。
So they called back all their slaves.
这个叫做虚假的崇拜。
This is a pretentious worship.
他现在好像这个崇拜本身就是要得到神的帮助。
This worship is to receive God's help.
他听神的话，听神的吩咐，要在第七年的时候让这些婢女都得自由。这个是神的命令，他们现在愿意遵守，因为现在有危机。
And the only reason they are listening to God's command that in the seventh year they will free all their slaves is because they are in danger.
但是现在危机解除了，没有了。
But now that there is no crisis.
觉得不需要神了。
They feel that they do not need God.
他们还是可以过他们原来想要过的日子的。
They can live the lives that they want.
那这个叫做虚假的崇拜，这个叫做形式化的信仰。
And this is a pretentious worship and false faith.
那对我们来说，今天我们要非常小心。
For us today, we must be very careful.
我们不要把神当作只是来解决我们危机的一个临时的好像我需要的时候用靠他靠一靠，我们不需要的就把它丢掉了。
And we cannot use God as a substitute to help us during our times of crisis. That we use Him when we need Him and throw Him aside when we don't.
所以这个虚假的崇拜一定会导致一个更严重的后果。
This pretentious worship will cause an even more serious consequence.
也就是最后真的会把神忘记。
That is, they will truly forget God.
完全会忘记了神的恩典。
They will completely forget God's grace.
所以在有关于百姓犯罪的第三项。其中一项，这个第三项就是忘记神的这个道理，神的恩惠，忘记把整个神忘记了。
The third great sin is that they have forgot the grace of God and forgotten God completely.
我们现在看第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
二十节。
Chapter 3, verse 20. Surely as a wife treacherously departs from her husband.So have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, says the Lord. 21. A voice was heard on desolate heights, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way. They have forgotten the Lord their God.
看这里，神说以色列家向我行诡诈，像妻子行诡诈离开丈夫一样。
Here the Lord says, the house of Israel has dealt treacherously as a wife treacherously departs from her husband.
这些他说：“神的这些百姓，他们现在走弯曲之道。”
And the chosen people of God have walked on the perverted way.
他们忘记了主他们的神。
They have forgotten the Lord their God.
把神忘记的，他就是把这个活水的泉源把它离弃了。
To forget the Lord is to leave the fountain of living water.
他们现在所依靠的就是虚假。
What they rely on is pretense.
依靠的就是自己的计谋、自己的想法、自己的智慧。
And they rely on their own thoughts and their own plans.
然后，当这一切这个灾祸临到的时候，他们才会问说：为什么会有这样子呢？怎么会这样子呢？
Only when this destruction comes upon them will they ask themselves, why does this happen?
我们看十三章。
Let's look at chapter 13.
耶利米书十三章。
Jeremiah chapter 13.
十三章看第二十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 22. And if you say in your heart, why have these things come upon me? For the greatness of your iniquity, your skirts have been uncovered, your heels made bare.
这一切的事临到我。是为什么？他说：“是因为你的罪孽甚多。”
When he asks, "Why have these things come upon me?" It is because of the greatness of your iniquity.
第二十三节啊，他这个描写的非常的生动啊。
And in chapter 23, it is described with.
读二十三节。
Can an Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard its spots?Then you may also do good who are accustomed to do evil.
他说，如果你能够把那个豹的斑点改变啊，那这些习惯行恶的便能够行善了。
It says, if an Ethiopian can change his skin or leopard its spots, then you can do good who are accustomed to do evil.
所以你看，这个虚假的崇拜，最后其实会导致很容易的变成习惯性的行恶了。
And so this pretentious faith will cause them to become accustomed to evil.
最后把神忘记。
In the end, they will forget God.
看第二十五节。
Let's look at verse 25. This is your lot, the portion of your measures from me, says the Lord, because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood.
看第二十，继续读二十六节。
Verse 26. Therefore, I will uncover your skirts over your face, that your shame may appear.
我们看到这里神说，这些灾祸临到就是你们所当得的份了，是我量给你们的了。
And this punishment that comes upon you, I have measured for you.
因为是你们忘记我，倚靠虚假。
Because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood.
这是当时候百姓他们所犯的罪。
These are the sins of the Israelites.
他们没有听从神的话语。
They did not listen to the word of God.
其实，在神透过先知指责这些错误的同时，都给他们提出劝告，要怎么样回转，怎么样改变的。
At the same time, God rebuked their sins. He also exhorted them how they must return.
很可惜的，他们没有听。
But unfortunately, they did not listen.
他们弃绝了。
They rejected it.
但我们今天看到
啊，
这个神的选神的国度啊，这样的遭遇。
And we see how.What has happened to the kingdom of God?
那就让我们想起，如果我们也是弃绝了神的话。
And it will remind us that if we also reject to obey the word of God,
那我们将会有何等的结局呢
？Then, how great will our consequences be?
愿我们都能够真心诚意的来听从神的话。
May we truly follow and obey the Lord with our hearts.
得到神的祝福。
To receive the blessing.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
373首。
373.